It's 12:21. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Bill Geiger is in the studio. Our regular conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management, Chicago's retirement planning experts. Bill, welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
Good afternoon, sir.
Okay, so I was looking at this story in Barron's from earlier this year, and it looked at retirement planning, right? And the idea is how we feel we're doing. Now, I think how we are doing is that none of us is really ready, or very few of us are ready. I was kind of surprised to see that the surveys found that 2/3 of us think we're ready for retirement.
Yeah, but it's really not true.
Right?
It's really not true. And that's the experience that we have when folks come into the office. It kind of falls in two different camps. Sometimes they think they're ready, and they're just like, what can we tweak to make things better?
Mm-hmm.
But a whole lot of times people are wondering, you know, are they on the right track? And just to couch us a little bit, you know, because we worked together for a while, that the focus of our firm, our specialization, is working with people that are real close to retirement.
Right, right.
We don't work with 30-year-olds, so it's different. So when folks come into our office, they're saying, you know, am I on the right track to retire? When can I retire? Do I have enough to retire? How am I going to replace my paychecks when they stop coming in, and will the money last? There's a lot of uncertainty.
I think that's probably, people want to know that, I think the idea of on track is mm-hmm. a key one there.
Yeah.
You know, people just want to know, okay, I'm going to put in my time. I know I'm not ready to do it now, but am I doing the things I need to do so that when it is my time, I can go?
And we also just talked before we came on the air that most people are planning on retiring around 65.
Yeah.
But the average retirement age, believe it or not, it's 61.
That shocked me when you said that.
Yeah, and it's 61 because people have medical problems that come up. They lose their job. Maybe they have a loved one they have to take care of, a mother or a father. And the average retirement age ends up being 61. So you may have 4 years less than what you'd kind of planned on to get ready.
And of course, there are others who can never retire because they're not even close to being ready.
Yeah.
But those aren't the ones we're talking to.
No, it's not.
So sometimes I think going in for a meeting in a retirement planning session is a little bit like, you know, the castor oil. You know it would be good for you, but you're kind of afraid of it because you want to think you're on the right track. You don't want to be told you're not on the right track, right?
Well, I would flip the around a little bit. It's kind of sort of exciting.
If you get the good news.
Well, it's kind of sort of exciting because you're walking around with that little itch in the back of your head saying, you know, am I doing the right things? Am I on track? Is there anything else I could be doing? And Steve, what we do is a retirement readiness audit, if you will. And then we'll come out with a retirement readiness plan for the one or two or three things that they might tweak.
Right.
To really put themselves on the right track.
You know, I guess you're right. I was saying you put it off because you're afraid of bad news, but when you put it off, then that thing is sort of nagging at you in the back of your
head.
Yeah,
and when you actually understand where you're at and what you have to do, it's maybe liberating is too big a word, but I think it's true.
Well, I love the story you talked about, the couple who left your office and gave each other a big smooch outside because they were there.
Yeah, because they understood what they had to do and they understood that they were going to be okay.
Okay, so what happens if you're looking at this assessment? What is it that you know, if someone's ready or not, what sorts of things are you looking for?
Well, we look at do they have a source of income that they can depend upon? Because when the paychecks stop, they're going to be stopped for 20, 25, 30 years.
Right.
How do you replace that? How much risk do you have in a portfolio? Are you protected from the next big downturn? Have you scoped out exactly what it's going to cost you to live, or even in a ballpark area, what it's going to cost you on a monthly basis and get that together and have some plans for how to do that?
And so we talked earlier about maybe people think they're more prepared for retirement than they are.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. So I would imagine once they walk out, that once you know you have a strategy or a plan, it must be pretty reassuring.
Yeah, and we put these plans together. This is customized for each people. It's as unique as they are. And we put together a plan for their unique circumstances. And, you know, they might be taking care of a mother or a father for a few more years, that sort of thing. Steve, we're talking about the retirement readiness plan. Let's do something special.
Okay.
First five callers who call in with at least $500,000 saved for retirement, we're going to do this on a complimentary basis for people, customized just for them.
Bill Geiger, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, sir.